Here's something many people don't know about Marc Chagall. Most know the late artist for modernist paintings, but he was less known for designing costumes and sets for ballets and for an opera, which are now featured in an exhibition at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art that opens today. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco met with the artist's granddaughters.
Twins Bella and Merritt Mayer, now in their 60s, reminisce while standing before the fanciful costumes and stage backdrops hand-painted by their grandfather for the Tchaikovsky ballet Aleko.
Music was holy to him. He would listen to it. Here we have Tchaikovsky, for instance. He would listen to it and, how could he translate it into what he can do?
Chagall was commissioned to paint for the Ballet Theatre of New York, where he lived in exile after fleeing Nazi-occupied France. The LACMA show features rare footage of the 1942 production of Aleko, as well as Chagall's sketches and paintings. His granddaughters remember visiting him in his studio when they were young.
He always had a record player or the radio on, and would listen to classical music. I understood from these wonderful conversations that the material and texture was very important, and through them, his paintings sing.
The exhibition includes costumes and sets Chagall created for the Metropolitan Opera's 1967 version of Mozart's The Magic Flute, and his ballet costumes for Stravinsky's Firebird and Ravel's Daphne and Chloe. Merritt Mayer now oversees Chagall's estate in Paris. Her sister Bella is a floral designer in New York who says they grew up with their grandfather's lyrical artworks.
His world was very much an enchanted world, and I loved when we were sitting at lunch, I just disappeared into his paintings, and they opened the doors for my dreams.
Marc Chagall's fantasies for the stage are at LACMA through January 8th. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.